Well, great. We have the recording started, and as usual, you'll be getting that email with the recording where you have three different ways you can listen to today's teleseminar. So happy to be with you today. For those people new today, these teleseminars are based on teachings of Sydney Banks and the three principles. And we bring that understanding to different life issues. What happens is I'll talk for a little bit about the topic for today. And then I want to open it up for us to hear from all of you that are here today. Excuse me. That's the purpose of the teleseminars, was to really include hearing from people who are here to share what they might have heard from the teleseminar today, or to share what they're finding about the principles for themselves, or any questions. So really wanted to have an interaction with people who join the teleseminars every month. So welcome. Just before we get started, I wanted to remind everyone that I'm going to be in London giving a public talk on Sunday, June 23rd. And when you get the email with the recording options, or the options to listen to this recording, you'll also see at the bottom a link for information about my public talk and registration if you want to. What's good about this talk is you don't have to be in London. We have a virtual option. So it's still early bird pricing, so I would encourage all of you to join me. It's going to be really a fun time together. Hopefully we'll discover more understanding together for that day. So let's talk about, gratitude eases a troubled mind. You'll see this on some of the Sydney Banks seminars that are out there for the public, the Long Beach lectures, the Hawaii lectures, that he does talk about, I love how he really helps us. He says, if you have found something, if you realize something and it's helped you live a life where you're happier, be grateful for that. Live in gratitude for that. And don't keep trying to get more. Just live in the gratitude that you discovered something, you realized something that has come from within you that's helpful to your life. And really, there's the kind of physical gratitude, or personal gratitude rather, where people are thankful for a new car or a job, or a relationship. But we're really talking about, once again, pointing all of us back to this formless energy of mind in which rests the feelings of love and understanding. Gratitude is a form of this energy. It's a form of love. And you can tell for yourselves when you really are in a place where you just are in the feeling of being grateful. You see that you're just in a peaceful mind. You're just in these beautiful feelings and you're thankful. A lot of people will just express that as being thankful for life. And that's closer to the manifestation of love as it comes out as gratitude. People have, through the ages, really embraced gratitude as healing. For you to experience pure gratitude, the moment you do, you've really dropped away from, you've really dropped out of a troubled state of mind. We just don't realize that that feeling state is how we're meant to live. So it looks like it's random. It looks like it happens to us once in a while. It looks like we have to go searching for it and read books to get it. But really, it's available all the time, year-round, you might say, once we really just kind of drop away from a busy mind, a stressful mind, painful thoughts. And one aspect of what we drop into, love and understanding, is gratitude. I worked a lot with people who are in recovery from addictions or the abusing alcohol or other drugs. And in our area, a lot of the self-help meetings have a gratitude pamphlet. It's gratitude sayings. It's kind of like a gratitude saying for 365 days a year, a year's worth. And people will wake up and read a phrase of gratitude and drop into it. So it really is seen as a healing feeling. I think what helps as we look toward the principles of Sydney Banks' understanding is that it's just quite natural. It's just one form of love that's really available to us. And again, you know, when we drop into it, we're in just a beautiful, peaceful state of mind. And then we look out and start to see things around us that fit, you know, that we're just thankful to have around us, like a loving relationship or people who care about us or people you work with. So, you know, it wakes up in us in this pure form of gratitude. And then we look outside and kind of attribute being thankful for what's in our lives. But it's a state to be in that really heals us, because there's no way that you can exist in a troubled mind and be grateful, you know? Even if you were looking at gratitude personally, you know, I've never seen anyone who really feels grateful for being in painful thinking. In fact, you're in a world where you think you've lost these feelings or have no access to these feelings. But it's just beautiful how they arise once your personal thinking drops away. I also worked a lot with relationships. Couples would come in to see me. And one of the ways I knew that they were finding this understanding and they were moving away from how much judgments they were in with each other. So they would come in to see me and they were just presenting to me a lot of judgmental thinking that was like upsetting them about each other, you know. And once they started to realize how the nature of thought for them, how they just were in this habit of thought of thinking that their partner needed to be fixed, or started to have opinions about each other, you know, seeing that that wasn't really, that was just made up from the way they're thinking. Once that started to drop away, they would come into the office and meet with me, and they would be in gratitude. They would share with me what they, you know, how thankful they were around how their spouse or partner was generous to them the other day. And each one would tell me stories through their week where they were living in gratitude and seeing how love is being expressed by their partner. So dropping away those judgmental thoughts about each other allowed gratitude to emerge and really live in that. You know, it wasn't like they had to work at it or they had to practice gratitude. It just showed up in their hearts. And it was that there's a kind of a, I don't know if you heard kind of like this joke there, and like comedians kind of do it with one another around saying, you know, well, thank you. And the other person will say, well, no, thank you. Well, no, thank you. Well, no, thank you. You know, it could be endless. But living in that feeling, it is an endless thank you. And it woke up for the people that I was sharing this understanding with these couples. It started to be a way of life. They started to feel odd when they weren't in these feelings for each other or their relationship or the marriage. Now, again, you know, these were feelings that arose within them, but they were able to see how blessed they were for the relationship they were in, rather than think they lost those feelings. You can see that people in a relationship, when they're caught up in a lot of judgmental thinking, opinions about each other, needing the other person to fix themselves before they can be happy, when they're caught up in that, they would think they don't have these feelings anymore in this marriage or this partnership or this relationship. You see? It makes sense, you know? You're caught up in all that stressful, painful thinking. But once this opens up, not only do they find the feelings they were in that led them to commit to each other, but they go beyond that. And when you live in gratitude, you're not only in gratitude, but other aspects of love come through you as well. It's easy for you to be generous. It's easy for you to care for. So not only do couples find the feelings they had at the beginning of their relationship, they go deeper. I remember I had just come home from a three-day weekend locally that Sydney Banks was speaking at, and I was in these beautiful feelings, you know. Walked home, I mean, not walked home, but walked into the house and, you know, was just in being gratitude for my wife and young son, and went up to our bedroom, and my usual habit was to just, change into relaxing sweat clothes, you know. And I would leave all of my clothes that I had worn to the seminar all over the bedroom. And this was like a bone of contention for my wife, you know. And I would always, you know, be an area where I would get into how right I was for doing that, right? But this day, being in these deep feelings where I wasn't, you know, you're just in these beautiful feelings, and so you're not thinking about your how white you are. You're not thinking those thoughts. They don't exist. And all of a sudden, I realized with generosity to clean up after myself. It just occurred to me. Here's what occurred to me, but I want you to see that it was from a deep feeling. What occurred to me was, why would you add something that would bug your wife? Like, why add to anything she's, you know, anything, why add to her stressful thinking? Like, why would you want her bugged? Now, I hadn't seen it that way at all, but being in these deep feelings and entering home in generosity, in these beautiful feelings of generosity, of a gratitude, I dropped into generosity. And it occurred that way. And it made all the sense in the world that I wouldn't want someone I loved. I wouldn't want to be responsible for the someone I love getting bugged. Now, I wasn't into any thinking like, well, she shouldn't get bugged. You know, what's wrong with her that she gets bugged? I was purely in the truth and in gratitude and generosity. So it was easy then to pick up after myself. It was just so easy because these feelings really guide you to the common sense of life, to the true nature of deep love and understanding. So, when you hear Sid talk about being grateful for what you have, he really means to just sit in those feelings. And he really means be grateful for finding these nice feelings beyond your habitual thinking. And I add to that, nurture them. See that when you're in gratitude, that you're home, you're where you are meant to live. And in those feelings is the wisdom you need to take care of things. And you could say that when I went upstairs into our bedroom and looked at my mess, that the wisdom of life spoke to me. It really did, actually. You know, when I was in these beautiful feelings, I really could see. I was responsible for making her mind get bugged. You know, I wasn't like harsh with myself or anything. I just saw it. And I thought, well, why would I do that to someone I love? And then it was easy to clean up after myself. But in there is the wisdom. So so however it is that you're coming to some understanding of where your experience of life comes from, getting a glimmer of how thought creates the experience you live in, whatever your glimmers you're getting of that, you want to be thankful for that. You want to live in the gratitude for that. You just want to immerse yourself in that feeling. So I liken it to, you know, you're tending to a garden. And as you begin to sprout little sprouts of gratitude, and you want to water it and, you know, remove the weeds, right? You don't want to keep overriding it with your usual trouble thinking. And so if you hold it with and nurture and see that's how you're meant to live in these beautiful feelings, they start to grow. You will, because not only do you have beautiful feelings of gratitude and maybe generosity, love, they're all a form of love. But as you have them, you also get insights and realizations. You get guidance. So you get new thinking about your usual day, you know, your usual life. You get new thinking about it that allows you to experience more of your connection to the people around you and to life itself. So I just wanted to share this with you. Today was really more of a brief teleseminar, but I wanted to share with you about the power of gratitude, because if you get a chance to keep listening to Sydney Banks or watching all of those videos or short little videos that are out now in public, it keeps awakening more for you. And I listen to his tapes as I walk. And this saying of his to, if you found something, be grateful, came to me, and I wanted to just share that with all of you. So I hope you found that meaningful. I just can't get over how once people's trouble thinking just kind of drops away, they're in gratitude. I'll share one more funny story about that. I may have shared this on another teleseminar, but it was, I worked in this medical center for 28 years, you know, and I was doing a lot of group meetings with people who were wanting to stop their alcohol or drug use. And we had this one gentleman who was doing really well. And one Monday, this was a Monday group, he comes in and he says, Dr. Howard, I got to quit the group. And everybody in the group was kind of like, what? Because he was doing so well. And I said, well, what do you mean by that? He said, well, I just have to. It's making me a wimp. making you wimp. You know, tell us more. He said, well, last night I was just sitting in the front room watching TV, and my daughter was playing around in the living room, and my wife was cleaning our bedroom, and all of a sudden I got filled with gratitude. I just got filled with being thankful for being here with this wonderful family, with this wife that's supporting me in my recovery. And I just got filled with these feelings. And like my story, all of a sudden, in came generosity. So he said, I just felt like I should do something for my wife. And I went up and I did all the dishes, the piles of dishes from the whole day. And then I remembered, this isn't what a man's supposed to do. This isn't a man's job. And, you know, he didn't know what to do with it. He got confused. And he thought he was becoming a wimp because he was not doing this macho man kind of way he learned to be. He just learned that. Like I learned to be right. My way was the right way. So when he told us in the group, then we could help him see that not only was he doing well in not drinking and getting his life together, but he was starting to wake up these deeper feelings that we are all meant to live in. And they're not anything to be afraid of. They're really how we're meant to live. And then there is your wisdom about how to be a man, how to be a husband. In there is the true wisdom. It helped them a lot to get a sense that there was nothing wrong. He was actually had just dropped into these beautiful feelings, and they were guiding him to be of service, you know. Another way of talking about generosity. So, and he stayed with us and, you know, started to really, like we were talking about, like I was sharing earlier, nurture those feelings. See, those were the ones that held the wisdom, not what he had learned about being macho. So it's just a story to see how easily, you know, we overlook the occurrence within us, the showing up of the feelings we're meant to live in. So I'm going to stop here with my sharing and hope that this pointed you in the direction of living more with gratitude. Again, as I mentioned, you know, these teleseminars are kind of built where we give room to hear from the people that are here on the call, whether you have questions or whether you just like to share with us with maybe something that made sense to you about today's talk, or anything that you might be seeing about the principles. So, again, you know, I'd love to hear from you. People love hearing from people. Like when people talk to me about the teleseminars, they always, one of their highlights is hearing other people share. So I'm just going to invite people to share. To do that, you have to press *2 on your phone. And then I can see that you want to share, and I'll open up, and I'll unmute you. So anybody today wanting to ask a question or share how today's teleseminar went for you? Anything you'd like to share with us about anything more you're gaining in your understanding of the principles? Well, it'd be great to hear from you. I don't want to talk myself too much more because the feeling, it's really about the feeling, not more of my way of sharing with you about this feeling. And that's really something to take with you again today, is that if you drop in this feeling, that's it. That's all you need. You don't want to. That's what Sid meant by stop searching, because we want to keep looking at it, you know, figuring it out, talking more about it like I'm talking about it. But all I'm pointing to is the fact that you have this beautiful feeling of gratitude that will settle you down. But the minute you enter, or the minute gratitude arrives, your mind is settled. Just in that moment, it comes in. Your mind is now away from painful or stressful thinking. So you want to start to see that for what it is. That's home base. That's where you're meant to live. It's not truly. It has nothing to do with what's going on outside of you. It's just this beautiful energy you're a part of gave you the deeper feelings that you are. And of course, when we have them, we can be thankful for what we have outside. But what I want you to see is that when that shows up, you want to appreciate having those feelings and sit with them. Don't let another like yes but come in. Don't let yourself start thinking about making it last or having thoughts about the fact that it left. So I'm just going to check in with you once again, and we may just conclude here because I don't want to over-talk today's teleseminar with this, with when we're focused on the feeling. Again, if you have something to share, it would be star 2 on your phone. Oh, okay. Great. This is, I get, what I have here is James in Oceanside.
Hi, Dr. Howard. This is Jimmy. I know you from There's More to Life Than Thinking About Yourself.
Oh, Jimmy. Hi.
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 Hi. I really enjoyed what you had to say on that listening summit. That was really, really opened up the, you know, more of the spiritual side of the three principles, and for me. And but the one thing that that I have a little question about. I was kind of surprised when I saw the today's talk title, Gratitude. And although I know the power of gratitude, you know, and how it can snowball, like you talked about, into behaviors and all kinds of things and other nice feelings and ways of being. But it sounds a little bit to me, or, you know, and I think I'm wrong, but, you know, so I thought maybe you could correct me in my thinking. It sounds a little bit to me like a strategy that I might use when I'm feeling bad, and somehow I get the idea that I'm, you know, using a strategy to get out of feeling bad is not beneficial. And so I was wondering. I hope this isn't too off the wall here.
Well, you're not, Jimmy. No, and. What Jimmy's referring to is there was a listening summit put on in Czechoslovakia, and I was a part of a, sharing there. Jimmy, this has nothing to do with a strategy. It's a way to describe a moment where the beautiful feelings that are within you show up. And we don't have control of that. Now, it can look like with the AA meetings, when people read that pamphlet and they read a grateful phrase, that's a strategy. Read the grateful phrase. If they drop into gratitude, it wasn't because they read the phrase. It was that in reading the phrase, they drop their stressful thinking. And so then, once we drop our stressful thinking, which again is not a strategy, it's just a way to describe it, we have these beautiful feelings. But we really can't make gratitude show up. It shows up. And I was just kind of, I guess you could call it a strategy, but, you know, just pointing to ways people might be able to be with it, how they could be with it. Because I've seen through my time in helping people that these feelings show up and then people don't see the importance of them. And so they go on with their usual thinking. So the part when I said nurture it and appreciate it are just my ideas of wanting to help everyone see the value of holding those feelings when they show up. Rather than saying, you know, kind of, yes, but okay, well, that's nice, but I got all these other issues to deal with. But there's no way that me personally, Mark Howard, can control that. Now, I was just talking with someone who practiced meditation. And he was talking to me about how when he went to hear another one of my colleagues talk about this understanding, all of a sudden, at the end of the day, he was just in beautiful feelings. He was in peace. He just had wonderful feelings. And he said to me, you know, that's what I practice meditation every day to find. And then he said, some days I find it, some days I don't. That's why it's not a strategy. So when these feelings arise in you, when you drop into these feelings, however you want to share that experience, you just want to know your home. That's how you're meant to be.
Right.
That's how you're, what you're meant to live in. And then when you look at it that way, you notice it more. Now that just doesn't mean you're in the human condition, so you're going to get thoughts that take you away from it. But if you know that the feeling of gratitude or generosity or love are really how to live, once you wake up to how your thinking's taking you away from it, once you wake up to it and see that, you're already moving back toward those feelings. So I was just suggesting to people how to be with those feelings so that you don't override them. But again, you know, if you're having a moment of gratitude, you're blessed. So I hope that helped, Jimmy.
Yeah, it did. You know, I really get it. It's, you know, but sometimes a good feeling, I'll just let it go. And so that's kind of what I took away. I heard something this morning about the good feelings are just right underneath our thinking. And, you know, it kind of left me with it's like, if I can just slow my thinking down just a hair and see what's underneath it, it's just me sitting here in a nice feeling. And
yeah.
And I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, that's beautiful,
yeah.
Jimmy. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then I have Marina. Is this Marina?
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Marina.
Hi, Mark. I have a question. I would like to ask you if you could speak more about how to be grateful for negative or bad events and people that happen in our life. I do see benefit of it. It's just I'm kind of finding the hard time to be grateful for that.
Well, so what I'm talking about is this formless energy, Marina, that we have, that Sid always called love and understanding. Part of that is gratitude. Just coming to you of just a feeling of being thankful or feeling of being blessed. Just out of the blue. Coming to you. And it has no relationship at all to what's going on around you or even the people around you. It's just a pure feeling that comes to all of us, that we're all available to experience. And what it does, it's kind of like hard to explain it because it all happens at once. Your stressful thinking drops away. And gratitude will be there. So it isn't really, what I'm talking about is not the form of gratitude where you're thankful for people, but you can be, you know, once you drop into or once this beautiful feelings come to you, you look out and you could be thankful for some people around you. Now, I don't think I don't think you should look at how can you be grateful for people around you that are negative or hurtful or whatever. You can't. It's impossible. You can have understanding. That's different. You could understand that that person that looks negative to you is the same energy as you. They are mind just like you, and they're using thought to act this way. They don't know any better. So their negative actions are really a sign of their quality of thinking. And that quality of thinking is what's creating their behavior. You want that understanding. And as you find more of that understanding, you'll be thankful for finding it. So you can't force yourself to be grateful from people that you are seeing as negative. It's impossible. It can't live in you with that thinking. So you have to help yourself see other people with an understanding. And you have to see other people are really the same as you. And they're doing the same thing as you. They're using, they're acting from the quality of thinking that's in their minds right now. No one escapes that. And so instead of trying to be grateful for them, you want to deepen your understanding that they're acting. The way they're acting is really because of the quality of thinking they're in. And what I've always seen is that if people are acting in a hurtful way, in a disruptive way, in an argumentative way, their thinking's troubled. They feel insecure. They may be anxious. They may have thinking of themselves as less than. Things like that are going on. So you have to have that understanding. Now, once you find that understanding, you'll find more peace. You'll see what to do. And you may look upon finding that understanding with gratitude. So Sid said that, you know, Sid all has said a couple of times, and I'm still reflecting on it. When you look at that other person, you're really seeing yourself. Now, he didn't mean you're seeing yourself as a judgmental person, as a destructive, you know. He's saying you are mine and so are they. You are the same energy. And you have to get that. Because when we look at people who have maybe hurt us or are pretty negative toward us or something, we taking it personal, we disconnect. But you have to see this person's the same energy as you. They just have a misunderstanding of thought. They don't see it. They're thinking that's driving them crazy to act the way they're acting. So, Marina, that's the first understanding to find. And and Sid writes about it in The Missing Link, in the chapter on love and forgiveness. If you look at that chapter, he's speaking to this understanding, Marina, and that might help. Because that's what to find first. Don't try to find gratitude for people that you see as hurtful or negative. Find understanding that they can't do anything other than they're doing. I don't care how many times you tell them, stop doing that. If they're still caught up in that thinking, they can't stop. And that takes some reflection. I mean, when I first heard that, listening to Sid in a seminar, I have to reflect on that for months to really be able to really get that understanding. And once I had that understanding, I had compassion. Once I had compassion, I knew how to be with people. I knew how to take care of myself when people weren't so in a good place when they were around me. I ran a program as part of this whole department, and we would have director meetings with the head of the department, the assistant head of the department, my program, and another person. And the assistant would put me under the bus, would always raise something critical about my program. And at first I would get reactive with that, and then I went up to him individually and said, look, you know, I'd love to sit down and talk with you and reach an understanding where I could operate our program where you feel better about it. So anytime, let's talk and let's find an understanding together. He never did, and continued to point something out about my program whenever he could. And having this understanding helped me. It helped me not take it personal. It helped me see this person, for whatever reason, was insecure. And this is what they do when they're insecure. And my guess is they don't do it to just me and my program. I bet he does that to his friends and to his loved ones as well. So that understanding was the first thing to help me. And once I had that understanding, I offered to change, to talk with him and see what I could do better. When that didn't happen, I just stayed with my understanding. So that's what to find, Marina, first. And when you find that, the beautiful feelings of gratitude will be there just around the corner. So thanks for sharing that, Marina, and I hope that helped. We need to stop our teleseminar for today. And for those of you who came on after I made the announcement, I'm going to do a public talk in London on Sunday, June 23rd. But the good news is you don't have to be there in person to hear it. The organization that is sponsoring this is also offering a virtual connection to this public talk. The link for information about it will be in the email that we send you that allows you to listen to the recording. So hopefully you might be interested in that. It's going to be beautiful and really a journey to more understanding. So thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Marina, for sharing. And have a good rest of this month, and we'll talk with you next month. Thank you, everyone. Bye.